My name is AJ. I'm 49 years old. Today is July 8th, 2018. And I'm speaking... Actually, I think it is the 8th.
It's the 8th.
And I am speaking with Madeline, who's my daughter. We are recording this interview in Century City, California.
I didn't know that.
No, these go everywhere.
Oh, well.
So, since we're in a photography space, what is the favorite photograph that you've taken, and why is it your favorite?
That I've taken?
Yes.
Well, I liked when I was at a Trader Joe's, and this woman was pushing a cart down an aisle, and I'm like, let's take a picture of that woman. Probably scared her. But she was walking fast, and I got her moving, so it looked like the background was blurred, but she was in focus. So that was cool.
Why did you think she would make an interesting subject?
Because I had my camera out, and I was like, why not?
But there's something, was
like
there something about her?
No, I was
you were
five.
You had an interesting eye when you were five. Your framing was always really, really interesting. Your perspective on things was... Do you remember when we went to the museum when you were, like, very little, and you laid down on the ground... And I laid down on the ground with you and saw that there were all these things up in the ceiling that I had not ever seen. But only because you laid down on the ground did I know that they were there.
No.
Yeah, that was downtown at Mocha. Is there a particular family photograph that you cherish or like a lot?
Of us or of like any family?
Of our family.
Or of our, like, next-door neighbor's family.
No, our family.
We don't really take family photos. I like the one that Justin or someone took when we were walking down the street at the Iowa State Fair. We don't take that many family pictures.
Take selfies.
Selfies.
But, yeah, we don't have, we haven't had, like, many
we haven't
portraits.
Hired, we're not like Bethany and Ian.
Do you wish that you had family photos like that?
I mean, maybe not really.
Maybe
that's their flaw.
Ironically, you might want to have them.
Ironically?
Yeah.
Or
like,
ironically.
Did I say ironically?
Yeah, you did.
Ironically, yeah.
I mean, how ironic can a picture be?
Well, you've seen people go to, like, you know, kind of Sears portrait studio and like do
like with Santas
or just to do something that looks very old, like 1970s style.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, you would love to do that. All
yeah
right, well, we can look
it's
in,
awful.
We can look into that.
Mm-hmm. And once we're halfway through the questions, I'll switch it and ask you.
Okay so what are some of the things that you and I like to do together?
I just seem you new to this.
What?
I'd assume you'd know this.
Yes, but I'm asking you on behalf of other people who might listen.
Yes, well, hiking, going to amusement parks, going to the beach. I don't know. And if there's anything else.
Going to
malls.
Going to movies.
Movies. Shopping centers.
Window shop?
Yes. That thing.
How long have you lived in America?
In America?
Yeah.
Why, for my whole life. I'm about as old as a possum ran over on the freeway. Okay, my question. Okay.
You
40
press,
minutes
you,
remaining.
You press the check. No, that's just how long you could do it.
Is your opinion of the USA same or different from 10 months ago?
I'd say it's slightly different, but mostly the same.
How about, I'm going to change this question a little bit. How about since Trump got elected?
I don't think my opinion of the USA has changed. I think that it revealed... certain strains of thought that are confusing, but I don't think my impression of or opinion of the USA has changed. changed that much.
I probably, in some ways, hate it a lot more, but think like it in a few more ways. Okay, next question. Why is it important to take and publish photographs?
Well, you take photographs because you're capturing moments, and that moment only exists in one little instance in time. And as much as you might think that you're going to remember how something looked or felt, or you know, how you dressed or how your hair was, or how a specific design or style looked, you only can really see it if there's a photographic or filmic record of it.
Yep. Okay. What's your favorite song and why? And will you sing it for me?
I will not sing it for you.
Aw.
I don't know if I have a favorite single song. What's your favorite song? Do you have a favorite single song?
I'm trying to think of something that's not from a musical.
Is there a song right now that is in your head a lot?
Thinking. I like the song from Panic at the Disco Astra introduced me to, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite. Fine. All Will Be Well by that one guy. Yeah. And the snow so lightly settles on the trees. Okay. What historical person do you admire the most?
I don't know. I feel like I need to know more about figures in history and what their the full sense of who they were, because you know, everybody's got flaws, and sometimes I think you want to say somebody's great and then you find out like they've got a lot of bad things about them. Maybe Benjamin Franklin's pretty interesting to me.
I'm pretty sure there's something bad about him.
I've heard there recently as well.
Oh yeah, he cheated on his wife, I believe.
Alright, well.
Yeah. Okay.
How about you?
Susan B. Anthony until I hear otherwise. Okay, and this has been Thoughts for Your Thoughts. I'm Derry Murples. And I talked last. Yeah.